Warm and humid conditions are present across the Midwest this morning. Temperatures running primarily in the 60s and lower 70s at this hour. That's still quite balmy for this time of the year. Winds are light and out of the south in most cases. Out across the easternmost parts of the region, they're actually light and variable. We do have a lot of sunshine going on this morning, except in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, where there is a band of showers and thunderstorms occurring in a couple of locations coming out of Minnesota through portions of Nebraska and down into eastern Kansas and western Missouri. The precipitation is not solid through that whole region. It does kind of occur rather erratically this morning. Well, as we go forward through the day today, some of those showers I just mentioned will work their way eastward across the Midwest. We're expecting to see the precipitation to advance in a relatively light manner. I don't think we'll see nearly the intensity of rain that has been occurring in some of the western Corn Belt locations. With that said, though, there will always be those exceptions, and we'll expect that to work its way across the region in a random sense over the next couple of days. The shower and thunderstorm activity that's in the west will be reaching the Mississippi River Basin area as we get into the afternoon and overnight tonight. In particular, we'll see the precipitation work its way into the eastern Midwest. For the most part, the precipitation will be mostly light to moderate. I imagine there's going to be a few locations, though, that we'll see some heavier rainfall. Totals are advertised over the next couple of days to run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, but there will be some locations coming out of Kansas and Missouri into parts of Indiana that will likely see a good 3/4 of an inch, upwards to 1.5 inches, maybe something even greater than that. A few severe thunderstorms are possible, but the air mass temperature contrast is not nearly as sharp across the Midwest as it will be out in the western Corn Belt as we get into the weekend. There is a new low pressure center that will begin to form tomorrow in the southwestern portions of hard red winter wheat country. That new low pressure center is going to become the more significant weather feature for the weekend. We'll likely see strong thunderstorms, even some more severe thunderstorms occurring across parts of the southeastern U.S. plains and into the southwestern Corn Belt. Eventually, some moderate to heavy rains will evolve across most of the western Corn Belt from Minnesota and areas southward all the way into Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska. A lot of this will occur as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week. For the most part, the heavier rains are going to be focused on Nebraska, portions of eastern Kansas, Missouri, and eastern Oklahoma. But all of the Midwest will be involved at one time or another. The storm system will push into the eastern portions of the region as we get out towards the end of the weekend into the early part of next week. I imagine the most significant rains will occur in a couple of periods. One will be on Saturday in the eastern Midwest, and then we'll see the western Corn Belt wettest on Sunday, and again the eastern Midwest picking up on some more rain on Monday. The storm systems that are impacting the Midwest right now are causing some delays to farming activity, obviously, but we've seen some very good aggressive progress made across portions of the lower and eastern sections of the Midwest here recently, and that will be slowed down a bit with the showers are coming up over the next couple of days. Our temperatures, though, between rain events will be plenty warm. We should see quick drying taking place. Highs will be in the 70s and 80s in many areas in the Midwest today. We'll look for the temperatures similar tomorrow, and then as we move into Saturday and Sunday, 70 and 80 degree regions will be mostly in the central and southern parts of the Midwest, with a notable cool-off likely in the northwestern areas. Highs in Minnesota and the Dakotas this weekend may be only confined to the 50s and 60s, and we'll see the low temperatures at night dropping down into the 30s. The upper portions of the U.S. Midwest will see 30-degree lows early next week as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.